Matthew 4. Matthew 4, 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me. I was thinking of Peter, follow me. Early in Peter's career. Now, John 21. John 21. At the end of Peter's career. Verse 19, the end of the verse, when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Peter, follow me. 21, Peter seeing him saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow me. Pray. Our God and our Father, we delight to think of having fellowship with the thief on the cross who repented. We don't know his name, but we believe he's a born-again Christian. We thank you that we will fellowship with Bartimaeus, at one time a blind man. We will fellowship with Mary, just like all the rest of us believers, a saint. And we will fellowship with her. We thank thee, Father, for that wonderful privilege of calling thee Father. And if there's one here in our presence this afternoon who might just be hearing the encouragement, follow me, we pray that they would begin that journey. It's nothing special at the end of our life either. It is again to follow me. We pray for encouragement as we open thy word again, our God. We give thanks for our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, and in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
First John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write, I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you,